Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, has anybody ever said something to you, maybe just in passing, or maybe just an offhand comment, but it really leaves an impact with you? Something that you can think back on years later. I once heard something like that. It was about 9 years ago, back in Texas. I was talking to an older gentleman, ex-military, a little bit gruff around the edges, but still a wonderful, warm personality. He kind of had that down-to-earth, common-sense sort of wisdom. So when he said something, I wanted to pay attention. And what he told me those many years ago that still stuck with me to this day was this. He said, "Christian, people will be what they can see." Let me say that one more time for everyone. He said, "People will be what they can see." And what I think he was trying to communicate to me that day was the importance of an example, both seeing an example and being an example. And I think Jesus would probably agree with that sentiment. After all, if anybody knows just how important it is for people to see something done, it's got to be Jesus. Just read throughout the Bible. See what example he sets as he practices what he preaches, as he goes out to the outcast, as he forgives the unforgivable, as he shows love to people who really don't have a lot to love. But tonight, we see Jesus as he's talking to his disciples, preparing them for a time when he won't be around. As he talks to them about his upcoming death, we see this idea of an example come out powerfully and in kind of a strange way, because we see Jesus, this Messiah, God's chosen one, the King, taking off his normal everyday clothes and putting on dirty, dingy work clothes and washing his disciples' feet. I mean, that's a little bit outside of the ordinary. And for us, on one level, it sounds strange because we don't have people washing each other's feet in this day and age. But remember, back then, there's no indoor plumbing. There's no trash service. If you've got something gross, you toss it out the window, throw it out on the street, over and done with. So you've got all these people walking around in sandals, and yeah, you get some gross things on your feet, things you do not want to track back into the house. So you have someone washing everyone's feet, and it's gross, and it's a dirty job, and nobody wants to do it. So you get the new guy to do it. Or in the case of back then, you get the slave to do it. And that's why it's so strange seeing Jesus as the one who's washing everyone's feet. Because Jesus, he's about as far as you can get from a slave. He's the boss. He's the leader of this group of disciples. He's their rabbi and teacher. And yet, there he is, on his hands and knees, washcloth in hand. And it's shocking. There's something not quite right about this picture. And that's why when Jesus gets to Simon Peter, Peter says, "No, no, no, Jesus, you don't do this. You're too important." But you see, that's the whole point. That's the example. If the one who's most important is still willing to get down on his hands and knees and do the dirty job for everybody else, shouldn't we be willing to go out of our way to help those who need our help? Jesus says it. He says, "You call me Lord and teacher, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example so that you will do just as I have done for you. Wow. Jesus knows the value of an example, of what it can communicate to those who see it. And while it's an example that we all can applaud, that we all think is great, truth be told, it's not an example that's easy to follow. Because in the world that we live in, there are all kinds of examples floating around. All these kind of examples to follow. And they're all telling you that you should pay attention to them. You turn on the TV. What's the first thing you see? The commercials, right? And they've got the celebrity and the fast car and the expensive watch and the cool clothes. And what does the ad say? You should follow his example and buy this new cologne or new car. Or they show you one of those before and after pictures. They say, look how happy she is after surgery. You should follow her example. Maybe you can be happy too. It's even in the movies. They give you the example of what life is supposed to look like. The money, the stuff, the big house on the beach. You should want to be rich and comfortable. The news even does it. Someone's mad at somebody, you know, or they're scared of something and they always say, you should be too. You see, everybody wants you to follow their example. And more often than not, that's exactly what we do. We spend so much of our time looking for prestige or beauty or wealth or just to be comfortable. Sometimes we even look for reasons to be angry or scared. But you see, when we go following after those other examples, it becomes far too easy to ignore the example of Jesus and his example of putting the needs of others first. Because whether it's an advertisement telling you to buy something or social media telling you you should be someone else, the simple fact is none of these other examples are saying the same thing as Jesus. Because what Jesus says is different. He tells us, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Did you catch the difference? The difference is this. Jesus isn't trying to sell you anything. He's not saying, look at how great and perfect my life is. You should follow my example so your life is great and perfect too. He's not saying, look at how good of a person I am. You should want to be like me. No. What Jesus is saying to you is this. I love you. You are loved. Share that love with others. Because you see, you already have it. It's yours. More than enough. More than you could ever use up. So give it out to everyone who you run into. Now, I know that whenever I hear something like that, it can sound a little bit like a giant pie in the sky kind of thing. One of those things, of course, we all want. All those things we want to do, but really not all that reasonable. But what I want us to leave this online worship opportunity believing is that this selfless love of Jesus is real, and you have it. And you can share it in your real everyday life. Undoubtedly, you and I fail to follow this example of Jesus 100 times every day. But those failures do not take away from those real moments when that selfless love of Jesus shines through. And I know that the news can be rather depressing these days with all the news of the coronavirus going on, especially the stories coming from those areas hit hard, areas like China or Italy. But even in times like these, in places like those, there's still stories of this selfless love of Jesus shining through. And I'd like to take some time to tell you one of those stories. I'd like to tell you the story of Father Berardelli. You see, Father Berardelli was a priest in northern Italy who took the example of Jesus to heart. He was an elderly man, 72 years old, and so firmly in that category of vulnerable population for the new COVID-19 virus. And so when he became deathly ill, they rushed him to the hospital as fast as they could. And they gave him a ventilator to help him breathe, to keep him alive. Or at least they tried. You see, Father Berardelli knew that there was medical shortages all throughout his country, and that new cases of the coronavirus were shooting up all over the place. And so Father Berardelli made a decision to put the needs of others before his own. He knew there were lots of other people who needed that ventilator, and there'd only be more in the coming weeks. And so when the hospital offered him that ventilator, he refused it so that somebody else could have it. And on March 16th of 2020, in the night, Father Berardelli died. And he left behind a life-saving ventilator for someone to use. But that's not the only thing he left behind. You see, Father Berardelli left behind an example for you and for me. An example of what it looks like to put others' needs before our own. To follow the example of Jesus in this day and age. And I pray that nobody listening to this online service is ever faced with a decision or a situation like Father Berardelli. But seeing such a powerful example with our own eyes challenges us, forces us to ask ourselves the question, what's the example that I'm leaving behind? Am I leaving behind an example of putting others first? Or am I following the example I see on TV or in the movies? Am I following in the footsteps of Jesus? Or am I putting myself first? And again, I think if we take that question seriously, we don't always like the answer to it. Because when we take a good hard look at ourselves, I know in my life, I see both sides. Some days I'm able to place aside my selfishness and put the needs of others before my own. But just as many, if not more times, I put myself first and ignore the needs of others. But even in those everyday failures, when we put others behind ourselves, Jesus puts us first. And we remember that in a very special way tomorrow. Good Friday. A name that's always seemed a bit confusing, because on the surface it looks like it's a very, very bad day. But you see, we call it Good Friday because it's on that day that Jesus put us first. He sacrificed everything for you, for me, for everyone, his life, his prestige, his safety. He sacrificed it all for you. Now I know I said that it would be hard to think of a more powerful example than Jesus on his hands and knees washing his disciples' feet. But I think Good Friday might have it beat, because there is no clearer example of somebody putting the needs of others before their own than the picture of Jesus on a cross. Kind of makes you see what he said earlier in a different light, doesn't it? A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's quite an example. And truth be told, it's an example that we're not up to follow more often than not. But even as we stumble forward and fail at following the example of Jesus, we can rest in the knowledge that the one who did live up to that example, well, he loves us. Amen.